KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A fuel price increase is on the cards for motorists next month. That's according to the Automobile Association, which says we could be paying between 37 and 38 cents more for a litre of petrol. The AA's Eleanor Mavimbela says the good news, based on the current data from the Central Energy Fund, is that diesel users might see a price drop of around 35 cents per litre.
Consumers should be expecting an increase in fuel and basically your unleaded 93 and unleaded 95. Also, one thing that we do need to note that this is still mid-month data, and anything could happen within the next 2 weeks. But based on the trajectory and looking at the two factors that mainly affect your fuel prices in South Africa, that is your international product prices as well as your rand-dollar exchange rate.
Itakwene Mem, Olisi Gonda, says they're hoping to assist more than 100,000 job seekers through their new labour program. The municipality launched the Unemployment Insurance Fund Labour Activation Program yesterday. It's aimed at finding jobs for beneficiaries in various sectors in KZN, as well as offering training in Durban, Ugu and Harigwala. Gonda says he's pleased with the efforts being made to address entry-level requirements for the unemployed.
We've been making a call that there is an animal called experience, and that animal always presents its ugly face when young people want to apply for the job. I'm also proud and confident that in our city, when you apply for an entry-level job, we don't require your experience, we require your CV and your performance in the interview.
Torrential downpours have led to flooding in parts of Dubai. Officials say some highways are clogged and airport passengers have been urged to stay away as the financial hub reeled from record rains. Flights have been delayed or diverted. One person was killed when his car was swept away by floodwaters. And finally, UNISA has conferred an honorary doctorate of philosophy and mathematics to renowned Ndebele artist Dr. Esther Mahlangu. She was honored at a graduation ceremony in Pretoria. Mahlangu, a self-taught artist with no academic qualifications, is known for her bold and large-scale contemporary paintings referencing her Ndebele heritage. UNISA says Mahlangu is a remarkable example of how art can transcend boundaries and connect people across cultures. A recap of our lead story this hour. A fuel price increase is on the cards for motorists next month. That's it from the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.